أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ومنهم من يستمع إليك وجعلنا على قلوبهم أكنة أن يفقهوه وفي آذانهم وقرا وإن يروا كل آية لا يؤمنوا بها حتى إذا جاءوك يجادلونك يقول الذين كفروا إن هذا إلا أساطير الأولين وهم ينهون عنه وينأون عنه وإن يهلكون إلا أنفسهم وما يشعرون صدق الله العظيم. We discuss ayah number 25 and 26 of Surah Al-An'am. The previous ayat, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala spoke about the greatest oppressor, and that is that person that denies Allah, the signs of Allah, the verses of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala spoke about the condition of those who ascribe partners to Allah on the day of Qiyamah, continuing with regards to them, to the polyatists, the idolaters. Allah says, وَمِنْهُمْ مَنْ يَسْتَمِعُ إِلَيْكَ. From amongst them, there are those who are intent listening to you. They listen to you intently. What is the meaning of intently here? Is that they seem to be very, very intensively absorbed in what you are saying. But that is all a mockery. They are faking it. And in that way, they are mocking you, that they seem to be listening absolutely attentively. But as the words would enter the ears, there is absolute denial of the haqq and the truth that you speak, O Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. As a result of this, the mockery of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, beguiling Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Allah says, وَجَعَلْنَا عَلَىٰ قُلُوبِهِمْ أَكِنَّةً. And we had cast over their hearts akinna, a curtain, a veil. Now here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is speaking about the spiritual heart, and the spiritual heart is the seat of a person's perception, a person's thinking and everything. So when that heart has been now veiled with this curtain, ayyafqahuhu, then what happens is they will not be able to understand. So that is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had done in the first instance, not because Allah ta'ala had wanted them to be punished, but the truth was that they had the opportunity of sitting in the Mubarak gathering of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. They are hearing this Quran Sharif directly from the recipient of the wahi. They are listening to the words of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. They ought to have been affected positively, but they themselves made a mockery of all of this. وَفِي آذَانِهِمْ وَقَرَىٰ. And in their hearts are plugs. Waqar actually means a heaviness. In other words, that they will not be able to even hear what Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And Allah ta'ala save us. Sometimes the Quran Sharif is being discussed, the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is being discussed. The objective of all of this is that all of us get closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But then we sit with minds that are skewed. We sit with our hearts that are contaminated, and the result of all of this is we try to misinterpret the Quran Sharif, the ahadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Allah ta'ala save us from all of that. Wa iyaru kulla ayatin la yu'minu biha. And if they had to see all the signs, la yu'minu biha, they will not believe in it. Whatever the signs, the tokens of the Tawheed, the oneness of Allah Ta'ala be, if they had to see all of it also, yet they will not bring Iman, and that was because of their own arrogance, their own stubbornness. Hatta idha ja'uka, their arrogance had reached such a level that they had come to you, yujadilunaka, and they argued with you also, yaqulu alladhina kafaru in hadha illa asatirul awwalin. They would ask you the most peculiar things. They will make demands of the most peculiar, like we heard in the previous verses at the beginning of the surah, that an angel must come down with a scroll and all of that. But the truth and the result of all of this is they will come arguing to you. They would not have the answers. When you would respond with the words of Allah Ta'ala, with the Quran, then they would say that these are tales of the people of the past. وَهُمْ يَنْهَوْنَ عَنْهُ وَيَنْأَوْنَ عَنْهُ And they prevent from it, that is the Quran Sharif, وَيَنْأَوْنَ عَنْهُ And they move away, they disassociate from it. Two qualities of the disbelievers, Allah Ta'ala speaks, this is one interpretation, that they would prevent others from coming to the Quran Sharif, and then together with that, they themselves will disassociate from the Quran Sharif. Another interpretation is that Sayyidina Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam had very close family members, Abu Talib, for example, the uncle of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. So with regards to them also, Allah Ta'ala is saying, وَهُمْ يَنْهَوْنَ عَنْهُ That they prevented others from harming Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. وَيَنْأَوْنَ عَنْهُ And they themselves disassociated insofar as Iman is concerned with Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. So hence here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala could be speaking about both the groups, and Allah says, وَإِن يُهْلِكُونَ إِلَّا أَنفُسَهُمْ وَمَا يَشْعُرُونَ They do not destroy but themselves in doing all of this, وَمَا يَشْعُرُونَ And nor do they understand what they are doing. And here Allah ta'ala shows that when the heart cannot see with the light of Iman, the light of the nur of Allah ta'ala, then there are a lot of misunderstandings, ill perceptions that come within the heart, and the reality of it is this, that man then mistakes the right for the wrong and the wrong for the right. May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayka.